When was the last time you went on a vacation? If you said last week, you're either lying or you're stuck quarantined somewhere. If your answer, I can't remember, well, join the club. The COVID-19 pandemic has put a full stop for all our travel plans this year. With all international borders closed, the tourism sector has been one of the worst hit by this pandemic. While a lot of countries have been coming up with ways to boost their tourism sector, the Japanese government's plan has intrigued us the most. According to Japan Times, the country reported just 2,900 foreign travelers had visited the island nation in April, a 99.9% drop from the same period last year. To fix this, the Japanese government plans to cover half of the tourists' travel expenses. If the COVID-19 pandemic subsides soon, this program, which has been allocated 1.35 trillion yen, or 5.48 trillion, may commence in July. Tourism in Japan was also severely affected by the postponing of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics, which was initially scheduled for July, will now take place in 2021. For now, the Japanese government hasn't specified how will the travel subsidy work. If there will be a cap on the amount they will cover, what expenses qualify in this subsidy, and how will travelers be reimbursed? Hopefully, details of this plan are released by July and that the pandemic will subside by then. If it falls through, we're all gonna be doing this. Well, if you want border restrictions to be lifted soon, you know what to do. Stay home and follow social distancing protocols. Also read, fishing competition with over 1,500 participants held in PD amidst COVID-19 outbreak to boost tourism. You have reached the end of this story.